to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Okay, welcome back to the Investigative Journalist, the second hour, last day of the week, Friday. We have one more hour to go, and then we'll take the weekend off and come back on Monday, Monday through Friday, every day on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 11 to 1 p.m. You'll get the hardest-hitting interviews on the net, as well as on satellite and at 12.180. We have a lot of people on my show that discuss many things that are taboo in the mainstream media, taboo in a lot of places, not only in the mainstream media, but all over the Internet. You're going to find some very interesting things happening right now in the 9/11 movement and what's going on in the alternative media, what's going on in the media, what's going on regarding taking back this country and having an open and honest debate about what's going on. I wanted to refresh everybody's memory regarding the First Amendment and what it really means. And my guest, Judy Andreas, is going to talk about that too. She's an essayist and author that talks about a lot of things going on in our country. And she's going to be my guest as soon as I can wrap up a couple things here and get to her right after this first segment, which is very short, a couple minutes here. But let me just refresh our memory what we want to understand about free speech. When you're talking about it in terms of communicating over the radio, through newspaper articles, through what is supposed to be an open and free debate in our country, which has boiled down to be just a propaganda machine that's working behind the scenes to basically control people, not to free them of the bonds of what's happening in this country. And those are the bonds of slavery. We are living in a slave society. And if you don't believe me, you should have just listened to Elsa Beth Baumgardner, my last guest. She's a former attorney from Ohio, and if you caught that interview, go back and listen to it again, because you can get the archives at rbnlive.com or republicbroadcasting.org and go to the archive section, or you can get it on my website, and you can get the archive section there. Click on a button. You'll see important notice, audio archives here. You can get this show in a couple hours. But what Elsa Beth Baumgardner's story showed is that the system is broken down. It's the judicial system. The system to go in a public meeting and to speak your mind as an American citizen, free of the bondage of being held in prison for over 500 days for talking up at a city council meeting. And that's exactly what happened to Elsa Beth Baumgardner. The laws were twisted, and she is in a legal matrix where she now is fighting an 8-year prison term. She's already spent over 500 days in jail for just trying to uncover corruption at the highest levels in Ohio. Folks, we need to come to her rescue and the rescue of our Constitution, because if you understand what it means, and I don't mean just in the judicial sense, I mean in the sense of communicating with you today, right here, right now. Free speech was not intended to be a reckless adventure in communication. What I mean by that, it wasn't intended to recklessly use the airwaves or the print media to propagandize. But what it's used for is a voyage into diverse, conflicting, and unpopular viewpoints. This voyage, however, should be confidently navigated without overly broad financial, social, and moral constraints. And therein lies the problem. Once you start paying people to say things, once you start having social constraints or moral constraints on what is being said just because it isn't popular, what you have is the beginning of what is taking place in our country, and that is a shutdown on free speech and a lockdown on the Constitution. We have none as it exists in paper. That's it. We need to take our country back and our free speech rights back. We're going to talk to Judy Andreas about that and many more things. Come back on the Investigative Journal in 3 minutes.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back at Investigative Journal. Like I mentioned, my guest is essayist and author Judy Andreas. You can find her writings all over the web. It's been a long time since she's been with me, and I talked to her yesterday and said, Judy, come on, we need to listen to your voice again. How are you today?
You need to listen to my New York accent, eh?
That's what I need to do. Yeah, I need to put myself back in New York. But anyway, no, it's always great to have you and to talk with you because you believe in free speech in its purest sense, and I know it upsets you to see what's happened to our country, to see how this propaganda machine is working overtime, so to speak, in all aspects of the media. And I wanted to get your thoughts about that first, and then first tell us, though, a little bit about yourself so our listeners know what Judy Andreas is all about.
Well, if you go to one of my more recent essays, which is called Growing Up Judy, I'm a columnist on rents, so I'm on the left side, which is it used to be my political position. And my background was a secular Jewish family, and unlike a lot of the stuff I read, I never grew up with any bigotry or any we weren't acquisitive. My father didn't make a lot of money. He was a humanitarian doctor who made house calls in the middle of the night. And I never, I got very little religious training. So I did marry out of the religion, and so did my sister. And we never got any flack We never heard the G word. A lot of the stuff that when I became an internet junkie, a lot of stuff was totally new to me because I didn't know anything about this, and my friends also, either they've intermarried or their children have intermarried. So to me, it's almost like there are different facets of Judaism, and the ones that people write about, unfortunately, are most unflattering, and they make it seem like it's a monolithic structure. Now, in 1991, I sampled a lot of religions. I never found organized religion. It was really my cup of tea. And so I went to Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. And then eventually in 1991, I had, through some interesting kind of experiences, I wound up getting baptized and becoming a Christian. And ultimately, I left the church, but I didn't leave the relationship. And I do look at the relationship as a template for being a peacemaker and loving your enemy and trying to be a unifier. So I think, you know, that's basically where I am now. I try never to return all the anger and the vitriol that I read to go to the same level, because then I've created a personal war. And if I'm anti-war, I don't want a war with my friends, family, or people on the internet. Now, sometimes this is really difficult because this seems to be such a divide and conquer world, top down, and everybody seems to be lining up they're falling in lockstep and not realizing that they're part of the problem by selecting a side and going with a side, which to me is a total illusion, this us-them mentality. And it's exactly what the big boys want from us.
Right. They want to pit us. You see, what I look at, and let's talk bluntly about this. If we go to the mainstream media, now I grew up a journalist, and my first job, I spent many years working in the mainstream media. And unfortunately, the mainstream media, like I say, has never followed such a course of free speech. Instead, they've acted as intellectual prostitutes, lacking the courage to report the truth and express honest opinions. So the mainstream media basically does not want to get into any I never hear anything about the real controllers of the New World Order. I never hear anything about the Zionist movement. I never hear anything about the Vatican story. It's basically the Bush administration, and it's this battle between left and right, which to me is a game they play in a theater they've been doing a long time on the mm-hmm. American people to give us hope. But really, there is none, because they all work together. So once you figure that out, the mainstream media, then you have to understand that many Americans aren't going to buy that. There's a number of Americans that don't, so they got to get news somewhere else. So they automatically migrate to shows like this. They migrate to other alternative shows. They migrate to the Internet now, which has opened up a huge avenue of opinions. But what you find there is that you find that the powers that be don't want to leave this aside either. They want to figure out a way to control this too, and they do a good job of controlling the message and spreading this hatred towards the Jews. And let's just say that, because if you Google that subject, you'll find that the Internet is just peppered with that. Now, my concern is this. I've never bought into it. And I've decided to cover the other side of the story, and that is to talk about that dreaded V word, as you say, the Vatican. And what I find is that no one wants to really discuss this openly. It's always hidden by most people. And I find that to be a real sign of the times, that maybe it's hidden for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I'm saying is you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe the people who spread the Zionist movement. What you have to do is put it all together yourself and at least have an open discussion. And my question is, why do you think there isn't an open discussion about that dreaded V word on the Internet?
Well, obviously, that's a giveaway that the Zionists, who I believe personally are the sock puppets for the V,
mm-hmm.
Are out in front. They're visible. They're easily targeted, but anybody that watches even the dumbest television show knows that the person who's first arrested turns out to be innocent. Now, I'm not saying the Zionists are innocent, but obviously they're fomenting a lot of anti-Jewish feeling. Because even if people know their history, they know in World War II, a lot of Jews were sacrificed by Zionists. Zionists and Jews are not synonymous, even though people try to make them synonymous. And a lot of Jews don't know that either. So if you start to really read and explore the stuff that you present and that some other people have the courage to present, you start to see how many Knights of Malta, how many Jesuit-trained people are in this government. You're always talking about Jews being thrown out of a lot of countries. Weren't the Jesuits were thrown out of, what, 16 countries? There's been a lot of stuff, but you don't read about it. And when something is hidden like that, I say uncover it. And if you are representing yourself as the alternative media, and a lot of people say, well, I present both sides of the story. No, you're not presenting this side. A lot of hosts say, well, I may not believe everything on my site. I still present it. But no, they're not presenting the Vatican. They dismiss it out of hand. That, to me, it just exudes that there is an incredible amount of power coming from that organization. I want to read about it. I want to find out the truth, because that's been my only motivation, is I'll find out the truth. Well, maybe I won't. You know, I could say if it kills me, and it might. But wherever it leads, because I don't have an investment in the Jews being right or the Vatican being right. I have an investment in it coming out so we can take back our country or our world.
Yeah, and it's not only our country, it's the whole world that's involved in this. And I think when people start understanding, and it should come out on the table, that if we look at the Israeli government, if we look at the Middle Eastern governments, if we look at our government, we look at the governments in South America, at the top levels, I find they're all working together. For a goal, and they play one against the other. And so when you say the Israeli government, it doesn't represent the real Jewish people, the good Jewish people. It's sold out the good Jewish people, just like the American government has sold out our people, and just like the Middle Eastern governments have sold out their people. And that's why there are these wars going on, killing millions of Christians, Jews, Muslims. And the goal is something that we need to uncover. We need to understand how they operate. And this is the key, because once we can do that, once we can expose the real evil, we have a handle on how they manipulate different countries. So when you say manipulating the Muslims, yes, there's a group of good Muslims that are being manipulated by their leaders. And there's a group of good Jews being manipulated, and there's good Americans being manipulated. And we need to combine this and to let people know where this is coming from. Now, my opinion is this, that if you don't search this out from the highest levels of Rome, the Vatican, if you don't explore this area, you're going to miss the boat. You're going to have to deal with it, because if you don't, this country, I will say this categorically, will never be the same. What's your thoughts?
Well, obviously, it's true. I remember reading not long ago on David Icke's site, all roads lead to Rome. If people doubt it, then why don't they start checking it out? Why don't they start listening to Leo Zagami, the interviews? You've done some with him. I've heard him on other shows. I've heard C.T. Wilcox on your show. I've heard Eric John Phelps. I've heard John Daniel. Start listening. Start listening with an open mind. I called in a show one day, and Leo Zagami was on, and I was just supporting what he was saying. And he does not absolve the Zionists who are playing in the game with the Jesuits. But somebody else said, oh, well, it's because you were born Jewish and, you know, right away you're putting down the Catholics. No, I wasn't putting down the Catholics. That had nothing to do with the Catholics any more than the average Freemason at a lower degree thinks that he's doing charitable work and has no idea what's going on at the top.
Judy, you hold that thought. We're going to come back and continue with Judy Andreas, an essayist, an author. And in the purest form, she wants to see free speech brought back to this country. We'll be back right after this short message.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Government. The man in a trench coat badge I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, did something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, my guest is Judy Andreas. She's an author and essayist. We're talking about really a problem in our country, and that is an open debate in an area that once you bring up the Vatican, people say, oh, this is religious bigotry. And I say hogwash. It's not religious bigotry because we're dealing with an organization that is not a religious organization per se. It is. It has a seat in the UN. It has a diplomatic relations with our country, a treaty with our country, which I might add, we've tried to get, asked the State Department through a person that's helped me to get this treaty with the Vatican, and we can't get it. They say, go ask the Vatican. And I said, well, can we get the treaty we have with Iran and these other countries? And they say, of course. And I said, well, why not the Vatican? So we're not dealing with a religious organization here. And let me say this categorically, that this idea that they are a benign religious powerless organization with no money is just a bunch of crap. They are one of the most wealthiest organizations in the entire world, and this can be documented through people that have researched it. And they want to hide this wealth, and that comes out in a court case in San Francisco right now, a federal case, where the Vatican will not reveal its finances through the Vatican Bank, which I call the biggest money laundering operation in the world, if you understand how that operates. And so when you see the tentacles, the involvement they have in our foreign policy and our domestic policy, and when you see people not bringing that up, what can you conclude? I conclude they're either uninformed, they're cowards, or they're working for them. And that's what we need to discuss, because why should our country bow down to people who aren't ethical in any area of the media, no matter where you work, and who you're, what station you're on, and if you don't have an open debate, then what are you doing? What are you covering up, my friends? And well, I want to get your comments about that, Judy, because I know that would upset you.
You know, the alternative media feels so super special compared to the mainstream media, and yet they do the same thing. They play it a little bit differently. I heard somebody not long ago saying, well, you know, the powers that be knew the internet would be a problem, so they positioned certain people in strategic, heavily trafficked locations where, and they're going to do the bidding of the big boys. So I feel that these people who just right away say, oh, that's ridiculous, there's no evidence. Now, have you checked? Have you done any research? Why are you dismissing it? Oh, you know, the Rothschilds. Well, aren't the Rothschilds the bankers for the Vatican? Didn't the Vatican, because it's masquerading as a religious organization, they couldn't be dealing in their incredible wealth, so they had to have a banking firm, the Rothschilds. Recently I asked somebody why they appointed Kissinger as the papal advisor. It doesn't make any sense, but nobody, either people don't know, they don't care, or well, maybe they're just too busy ecking out a living and watching television, or on the other hand, they do know, and they do care, and that's why they're shutting up the people who are broaching that topic, which only is a red flag, and to me, it means keep on digging.
The point becomes this. If I can mention one man that I've had on my show, and let me just tell you what happened to him. His name is Bishop Gerard Bouffard. He's been on my show a couple times, and he worked in the Vatican as a high-level priest, worked as a high-level bishop in Guatemala, talked about how he understood very well the connection between the Jesuit order and the Pope, and their goals of fascism throughout the world and in our country, their connections of wanting to destroy this country. He talks openly about it. He was a 37th degree Mason. He says it's not uncommon that there are many high-level priests in Masonic lodges infiltrating, using them to gain power for the papacy and the Pope and the Vatican. And when he came out and said this openly, I called him recently and talked to some friends of his, couldn't get through with him, and apparently he has been contacted by some Vatican emissaries who said if he goes on my show again that he may not see the light of day. So he's been threatened. And this is a former bishop who's trying to tell the truth, who's found God, who's trying to follow the Bible, and he's being persecuted. So what does that tell you, Judy? The same thing happened to I have had Pastor Tony Alamo on the show. When he started, he's been spreading this message for years, passing out millions of flyers, but he's also spent 5 years in jail for it. And he's constantly being persecuted and being threatened by these people. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because we'll read about all the jailing of opinions having to do with people who have questioned the official narrative of the Holocaust. And we'll read about it all over the internet, if not the mainstream. And yet, when you're telling me about these two, an ex-bishop or a former pastor, this is the first I hear of it. Why isn't that spoken about and discussed? Why have those people been silent?
I would gather that somebody in higher place wants to keep the Jesuit and the Vatican connection a big secret, because if it ever was told to the masses of Americans, they would be immediately kicked out of this country, like they've been kicked out of 80 other countries throughout the centuries. Back after this short message.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
We're back with Judy Andreas, and we're talking about free speech at its purest sense, and that means that no stone needs to be left unturned when you're trying to understand. I mean, Judy, we can talk about problems with the Patriot Act. We all know that our Constitution is being eroded. We're seeing our financial institutions crumble under the Federal Reserve. It's a phony system that's being created. And I think Americans deserve to know the roots of all of this, what happened to their country, and how they've been sold out for centuries by a group of people that are working behind the scenes. And I say to people out there, check history. Check, you know, there's one guy, and I know you'd love this story. When I talked to C.T. Wilcox, he uncovered documentation, just uncovered not long ago, several years ago, in a home in Vancouver from a Father Chiniqui who knew Abraham Lincoln and the true story behind the Jesuit plot to kill him. and they're a success in doing that. And these documents were burned in his home in Illinois. Father Chiniquy, who was a friend of Abraham Lincoln, a priest, he got off on a charge by the Jesuits of rape, that they didn't like Father Chiniquy because he was preaching the Bible back in the 1850s and 60s. Well, anyway, he gave these set of the documents to one of his relatives who kept them until just several years ago. She died when she was 90, his last remaining relative in her 90s, and she was afraid because she thought she would be killed if she showed this information linking the Vatican to the death of Abraham Lincoln. Now, that's not the only story behind that. So people out there that are running shows and doing stories, you've got to go back, and why can't you hear about this anywhere? It's just amazing to me. Doesn't it just, it just makes my spine, I'm just cringing here thinking about the way that they have been successful in running this propaganda campaign against us.
And against, and using, putting the Jews out in front to foment more and more anti-Jewish feeling, because when I was reading Vatican Assassins, I was noticing that the B'nai B'rith is part of their operation. So, the more that they do under the name of the B'nai B'rith and the ADL, the more people get annoyed at the Jews. I read this article the other day that just made my skin crawl, and just the fact that it was even on the Internet where this guy was talking about how the Jews aren't really human beings. They're Middle Earth creatures. And then he drew on another source whose name will go unmentioned, happens to live in this Idaho area that I'm visiting right now. And he's saying, well, just because everybody says that, the people all bleed red, well, frogs bleed red too. And it's very easy once you determine that somebody isn't human, that they're either satanic or they're really cockroaches, shape-shifting or something, then it's very easy to round up people and kill them. And it's so incredible that all this hideous stuff is out there, and then people who need a scapegoat, who don't even know Jewish people, basically, or they only see maybe the Chertovs or the Abramovs out in front, they right away think that that is the Jewish people. Whereas I think Barry Shamish, I don't agree with him on everything, but when he talks about the Sabbateans, when he talks about these people are Luciferian as far as I'm concerned. They have no allegiance to any religion or God. They have and when I talk about Luciferian, I'm talking about the worship of the dark side of the sun, of darkness, of power, and greed. They are the same. At the top level, all these guys become the same. Whatever they want to call themselves, and for whatever reason they want to call themselves. And if people could only see the larger picture, start really looking behind the curtain. And then you have some essayists and people that just have a mantra. It's the Jews, stupid. It's the Jews. Over and over again. It's just like when the towers fell, and we saw over and over again those planes crashing in. It becomes a mind control thing. And then people don't even feel they have a need to look any further. They feel that, they found the cause of all the problems in the world. Just eliminate that cause and the problems go away. Well, hey, thank God for people like you, Greg, because the problems aren't going anywhere.
Any of these problems we talk about, we could name hundreds of them right now in our country, are not going to go away until we cut the head of the snake off, that the satanic group, the satanic powers that are controlling this New World Order, which are unbelievable when you think about them. Leo, you mentioned Leo Zagami, who's been on my show, and he's been on several other shows. He's a former high-level Freemason out of the Monte Carlo Lodge, an Italian who's moved to Norway, who's decided to talk about how they really operate within. And he tells you, basically, how the Jesuits, Father, he can talk about numbers of names of people who are members of the Monte Carlo Lodge P2 lodges, hundreds of these former priests and high-level bishops who've been exposed. Now, that is a canon law violation. They should be excommunicated. And I say this, if the Vatican is good, why haven't they ever excommunicated their boys like Hitler, Stalin, and all these people that documented working for them? Now, there was a case. It's fine. You can look it up. It's Levy versus CIA. And Jonathan Levy, an attorney, filed a suit against the CIA. They were blocking information in another lawsuit. And he won the case, and he proved categorically with documented evidence that the popes during the World War II and the American CIA government were working together to bring Nazis into this country. And the Vatican rat lines were not only, it's not an opinion, it's fact. And that's basically the connection in World War II that still is today the connection here to the Vatican. Mm-hmm. They control much more than people think. And this is according to my guests on this show, not my opinion. And I ask you, I urge you listeners to demand that this subject be talked about in all areas of our media, including the mainstream and other alternative places, because to leave it out is to leave out a big area of discussion that needs to be talked about. I'm not saying believe me or take what I say as the gospel truth. What I'm saying is put it out on the table and let people decide on their own and not allow people to keep it under the table. And anybody that comes forward, like Mark Cuban now, the Dallas Mavericks, Charlie Sheen, the rest of these guys, Rosie O'Donnell, coming out with 9/11 truth. What is that all about? Because you're never going to get 9/11 truth until you get the real culprits.
That's right, because they're always going to point to a Larry Silverstein. They're going to point to the Odago company that pulled out. I read all over the internet, there were no Jews at the World Trade Center that day. There were over 400, and they're listed if you bother to Google. It's so interesting the way the head of this beast, it's invisible. But we're looking. I look at it as the great spider web, and we're just never getting to that black widow. And all these other little flies that have been caught in the web, we're always seeing them, and then people feel, well, there's no need to go further. And as far as Hitler and Stalin working for the Vatican, you know, I didn't know that until I started doing this research. Most people don't know that. A lot of people who are very happy with what they think they've uncovered, the minute you say Hitler or something like that, they go, you're talking about all Germans. Not in the least. And then you talk about Stalin. The Bolshevik Revolution, and that was all Jews, and they killed all the Christians. And so people have their, even if it's not the official narrative from their textbooks, they have their own alternative narrative. And if they're just as stuck in it, it's really hard to find somebody who's open enough to let what you're coming in. And I've just heard it so many times, dismissed out of hand. I don't see the evidence. Look at all the people running the newspapers. All you see a name, Jewish names. You know, the media, all you see are Jewish names. Well, does that mean that there's not a hand behind those people? Does that not mean that those people might even be in cahoots with the people who are telling them what to print and what to say? I don't know. I want to know. And I don't know why everybody doesn't want to know.
Yeah, when you want to get down to 9/11 truth and find out the culprits and then prosecute these people, you're going to find that it's all connected to a lot of things people just don't want to make that connection. Now, we made a connection on this show through a former police detective, Jim Rothstein, who made the connection in the pedophile problem in our country, which he calls the kidnapping of our children to be the biggest terrorist threat in our country. And this is a controlled operation. Now, he through his investigations in New York, he was let go from the police department or he would have been killed. He was finally told after he was bribed with $1 million, which he didn't take, to shut down his investigation. But his investigations included informants from the Vatican that led the pedophile ring right to the doorstep of Cardinal Spellman, the former Cardinal Spellman, who's now deceased. And he says it's still going on with Cardinal Egan. And this goes all the way into the Vatican, down through our government, down through this Nazi connection that we have, and this pedophile problem going on in our country. Now, if they're so deeply involved in this, why didn't Morgenthau, who's still the district attorney in New York, ever prosecute? And why did my friend Jim Rothstein say that every case that he tried to get to the real top dogs who are behind this pedophile problem, not the scapegoats that they allow to get prosecuted, but when he tried to get to the real top dogs, every investigation since the 80s has been shut down everywhere in this country. So you know that if they're involved in this through a police detective that has no, like he said on my show, I don't care if the guy wears a Catholic hat or he wears a Protestant hat or he wears, the hat of a politician. If he's a criminal violator, he should be prosecuted. Now, if they're involved in this, and now evidence comes out that they're involved in 9/11, why can't we talk about it? Why can't we talk about what really is going on? Now, I've got a name that we've given on this show that should be investigated through people that have come on my show, and he's the new head of the New York Rotary Club, a former Italian who's now got American citizenship. And according to some sources, if we investigate him, you're going to get to Giuliani and the rest of the people and Cardinal Egan who were involved in planning of 9/11. Now, don't you think we should try to figure out really how they did it on behalf of these 3,000 people who were killed, which is changing the course of our country? Judy, don't you? What do you think?
Yeah, I was just wondering who this head of the New York Rotary Club is. I guess you don't want to mention his name.
No, he won't sue me because he knows that the truth is a perfect defense. His name is Commandante Hugo Ballestieri. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he also said that Leo's on his blacklist. To another person that called him. So, this guy needs to be investigated, as does Licio Gelli, who's still alive in Italy, who had connections to Ronald Reagan, and all these people through the Monte Carlo Lodge, who knew about, according to Leo Zagami, 9/11 in the halls of the Vatican prior to it occurring. If they knew about it, how did they organize it? Were they involved? Now, you would think that every stone should be unturned. Now, I asked these guys, like Mark Cuban, he's a rich millionaire basketball owner, and I asked Charlie Sheen, who's a rich millionaire actor, all right, if you're going to talk 9/11 truth, come on my show and let's discuss the Vatican. Now, do you think they're going to do that? Heck no. Because
no
you know
way.
What? They're going to lose every penny they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, they don't want to know. If they don't know who's controlling them, they're going to find out. And they don't want that at all. You're never going to hear that come out of anybody's mouth from Hollywood, Rosie O'Donnell included. And I'm sure they're being used because every time Charlie comes out, he's then discredited. And it's just amazing. I have nothing against the man. And, in fact, enjoy some of his movies, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, they always go into the closet and they always find all your secrets and... it's funny we talk about the Vatican. My God, what a closet that is. But they always find, and so many of these people and so many of these elites have just the most decadent lifestyles. And so they hang that over them, and then they do their bidding. As far as 9/11 truth goes, I live in New York, and the New York movement right now is just it's just fractured. I don't know how it got that way. All of a sudden, people are calling one another agents. It's splintered in half. It just everything, it seems like everything that we try to do is it's truncated.
Right, and what happens is there are good people out there trying to get at the truth.
Oh, yeah, working really hard.
But you know as well as I do that the way the Jesuits work is they're going to get people in through their minions in our government or whatever into that movement to destroy the good people, if not to destroy them, to majorly marginalize them, so that basically you always take two steps forward and one step back, and you keep it in that place of public debate without demanding justice and pulling these guys out by the crook of their neck and say, listen, if you are blocking an investigation in 9/11, I don't care if you're the Cardinal of New York, I don't care if you're the former mayor of New York, now running for president, or if you're in the White House, you're all going down. Because the American people deserve that. And they know that if they're exposed, we are the last country in this world that can stop what's happening. And they will do anything and spend any amount of money and infiltrate any form of media to stop any kind of grassroots movement. And that's my feeling.
I just was reading when I was logging on before. I'm on America Online, and I see their news. But I was reading about how some firefighters are attacking Giuliani about September 11th because I guess that's his platform. And
right.
There was a woman whose firefighter's son was killed, and she's really angry. And there's so many. If you look at Mayor Giuliani prior to 9/11, and then post 9/11, it's two different guys. He was a disgraced guy. He
right.
had his mistress in Gracie Mansion while his wife
yeah.
was still living there.
Judy, let's take a quick break, come back for our final segment. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, and we're back for our final segment with Judy Andreas. She's an essayist. You'll find her writings all over the internet. And she's asking for one thing, and that's just an open debate. And I'm asking for that, too, on behalf of good Americans and good Jews, good Muslims, good people of the world who need to understand what's really happening and what really the New World Order is all about. One thing that's interesting, I want to say this. I'm not frightened of these people. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm more frightened of God than them. And I'm not afraid to defend myself. Once you start mentioning this, you find that you get isolated by people that before would love to talk with you. Secondly, you find rumors spread about you that are untrue. I've been called everything from a crypto Jew to a Zionist sympathizer, a Mossad agent, and one after another. And when I read it, I kind of say to myself, well, I know who I am, and I'm going to defend myself and tell you categorically, anybody that says that's welcome on my show, and I will give you a rundown of my entire life. Without question, I have nothing to hide. Now, do you, the people accusing me of that? Now, everyone should be like that. Now, if I accuse people of not bringing the whole story out, why don't they come and talk with me about it openly? What is everybody hiding is my question, Judy.
Well, it's interesting. If you're accused of being a Mossad agent, from what I was reading, the Mossad was trained by the Jesuits, works for the Jesuits, so that brings full circle.
Yeah.
These people who very often come off like they're poor and every last dollar is important to them because here they are, they've given up their lucrative careers in the mainstream to tell the truth, quote, on the alternative media, when you start looking behind their little curtains, you find that they have a lot more money. And they're afraid of being cut off, too, because in the end, people seem to have their price. Now, if you really are a true believer in God, then the truth will set you free. Once you start knowing the truth, it's a tremendous burden. You can't not tell it. If you have any conscience at all, you have to start telling it as well as you know it, and then allowing whatever starts coming, any information starts coming to you, allow that to also flow from you and to start really get. Because if there is a God, to me, it's a just God. And I personally believe that when we leave planet Earth, that's not the end of the journey. And I really don't want to leave as a hypocrite and a liar and somebody that worshipped the green as opposed to the spirit. So to me, there's no choice in the matter. And obviously, these people who are masquerading as all kinds of good Christians, my goodness, talk about a strange ceremony. I was reading something that was sent around this Don Marquis book where Secrets of the Illuminati, and they're comparing Catholicism to witchcraft. Now, that is one strange ceremony. Why is the Vatican filled with obelisks, all kinds of occult symbolism? Is anybody curious?
Well, I sure am, and I've written stories about it, and we're going to have more people talking about why they keep all these bones and relics in the Vatican. Thanks for reminding me, Judy. We're all out of time. We'll have you back again. It's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, Greg. It's been a year, actually, since last May, so it was really great speaking with you.
Okay, we'll talk again. That was Judy Andreas. So we're all out of time this week on the Investigative Journal. We'll be back next Monday, same time, same place. Until then, good afternoon.
Got hit.